You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and around the world on the Civic Media app. This is the Dom Salvia Show. And now, here's your host, Dom Salvia.
And welcome to the Dom Salvia Show. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you for hanging out. You can be a big part of this program. As always, simply join us on the lines. It's a talk line. It's a text line, 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC. Happy Monday to us all.
Happy Monday.
A just PS on the board. Thank you. Thank you for everything. We're up and running.
Yes, we are. Everything is perfectly functional. Always.
Everything is fine. We're good to go.
Don't worry about it.
No worries over here. Never. We don't worry over here. Oh, wow. Lots going on from the weekend, man. We had the richest man in the world came to Green Bay. Mm. Everyone's very excited about that. Mm. Lots of Tesla protests going on over the weekend.
And indeed.
One guy saw like a lady touched his car with her finger. He was very upset about that.
My God, a lady finger on a car.
Talk about snowflakes, man. But I could totally get it. I think it was considered like the paneling might fall off.
Was it a Cybertruck?
It was.
Those things are very delicate.
I get that. Just like those who drive them. Mm. And of course, the goings on, man, we got an election tomorrow. Tomorrow, vote tomorrow, April Fool's Day tomorrow.
Don't be an April Fool.
Don't vote for the BS fool. Vote for Susan Crawford. And I did have the opportunity yesterday to do a whole lot of nothing. It was raining. It was depressing. It was cold out. You know, I was like, oh, so
it was spring.
Thankfully, yeah, spring in Wisconsin. Uh-huh. Thankfully, lots of sports on. So I watched lots of basketball. I watched some baseball and by the way, guys, the Brewers are down 11-0.
Oh, God.
I'm sorry, 11-1.
Oh,
they're on the board. They're on the board. Bottom of the ninth, 11-1. The Brewers don't call to come back. They've been here for years.
Oh, no.
Finally got their first run in the seventh. So, but the second game, I think it was the second game, third game with New York.
Right, 20-9.
Oh, man. And like back to back single home runs. It was brutal. Ouch. I was like, I'm going to watch some baseball, man. This is great. I got nothing to do. I'm going to be lazy. I'm going to sit on my ass.
I'm feeling so down about the world. Let me watch some baseball and feel better.
And that didn't happen. And then the Bucks last night, man, a tough loss yesterday. But this whole time, mm-hmm. the whole time I'm watching the Brewer game and I'm watching the NCAA Great Eight, I guess it was. All the number one seeds went on. That's no fun. Mm. But it'll be good basketball. The commercials.
Yeah.
Just filthy. I mean, it was non-stop.
Were there any non-political commercials?
You know, a few. It was kind of hard. They all kind of blended together. And the ones from the stations I was watching, most of them were anti-Schimmel, you know, I would say pro Susan Crawford because they're all anti. Everything's anti-Schimmel
right,
or anti-Crawford.
Right.
But it was filthy with the ads. And so good news is, folks, after tomorrow, you get a little break from the ads. So
yeah, you get about a 20-month break from the ads. Maybe not a 20-month break, but 20-month break until our next election.
Yeah, a couple of months.
Right, a couple months off.
It's the eternal election cycle here in the state of Wisconsin. So we will get a little break. So in celebration, in anticipation of no more political ads. May we all go vote for Susan Crawford tomorrow.
Yeah.
If you haven't already voted. You can join us 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. So as the weekend went on, you know, I try to pay a little bit of attention and you know how it goes, man. By the time Monday rolls around, sometimes the things we thought about, you know, Friday night or Saturday morning are gone.
Mm-hmm.
But. Josh Call, man, Wisconsin Attorney General. Come on, man. Josh, my man, what are you doing? Molly Beck reporting at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel Appeals Court rejects AG Josh Call's effort to block Elon Musk payments to Wisconsin voters. And Molly does a fine job with her journalism. I just want to get down to the meat of it here, if I can find it here. Apparently, The issue being that the judges wrote that Josh Call, this is the appeals court, had not filed or supported his request properly, which forced them to deny the request. Attorney General Call, apparently, in his effort to go to the appeals court to reject, to take on Elon Musk, to block these payments to Wisconsin voters, did not dot his I's and cross his T's. He wrote he had not filed or supported his request properly, which forced them to deny the request. Now, this was, what, Saturday? Mm-hmm. So let's fast forward. Mm-hmm. Maybe that was Friday. So yesterday, Sunday, Wisconsin Supreme Court rejects mm-hmm. AG Josh Call's effort to block Elon Musk.
So much for our radically liberal Supreme Court, right?
Right. Now, you would think if that would be the case, at least they had to go along with it, right?
I mean, Schimmel's out here saying that our court is so corrupt. It's so radically far left. Huh.
You know, didn't Susan Crawford, when they filed this case, mm-hmm. Drew,
it was assigned to her. it was randomly assigned to Susan Crawford.
I mean, randomly. Don't tell that to Trump, because as far as he's concerned, everyone, random. Yeah, of course. And she didn't take it. Maybe she should have taken it. According to the reporting at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, once again, Molly Beck, the court, in a unanimous decision, turned down Call's request to bar Musk from handing out $1 million checks to attendees of a Sunday event organized to boost conservative candidate BS just minutes before the rally was set to begin in Green Bay. No reason as to why, to my understanding, according to reporting here once again, the court did not provide a reason for rejecting Call's request. So I don't know how it all goes down, but mm-hmm. if you're filing for your appeals court, if that was already wrong, was it also wrong? Can you change it before it goes to the Supreme Court? Was there some administrative issues mm-hmm. as with the initial filing to the appeals court? I don't know, but come on, man, Josh Call, come on, you can't have that be the reason. I'm just saying, man.
Right, have it be on a real legal basis. Let's not have it be because of a filing issue.
Right. Come on. You didn't use the proper letterhead. You know, it wasn't double spaced. I don't mm-hmm. know. You know, the font size was wrong. But I'm sure there must have been a reason. I don't know what it is. But at the end of the day, right before the rally in Green Bay, they said no. Unanimously.
Unanimously.
Yes. That means all the liberals and
all
the
four of those horsewomen of the apocalypse, as I've seen some of them call.
Come on.
Yeah.
Oh, we got some Metallica, the Four Horsewomen. We got to play that. Oh, wow. Horsewomen of the Apocalypse.
You haven't heard that one yet?
No, but, again, the reporting, Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Elon Musk proclaims the entire destiny of humanity rests uh-huh. on Wisconsin Supreme Court election. Wow. I mean, that's a lot of pressure.
That's a lot of pressure.
You know, it's like saying only you can prevent forest fires. I mean,
come on, Smokey, I'm under enough pressure.
You know what I'm saying? I can't do that. What about the Jewish space lasers? I mean, there's so much going against me. How can I be the only one to prevent forest fires? The Journal Sentinel reporting that Musk capped off his push to get conservative BS elected to a Supreme Court with a town hall in Green Bay Sunday night, in which he handed out $2 million and said the state's election results would affect the entire destiny of humanity.
He's not at all dramatic.
The single biggest challenge, I think, is actually making people aware that there is this very important election for Judge BS and for deciding on adding voter ID to the Wisconsin Constitution. What do you know about constitutions, man? Are you even a citizen here? Do you even vote, man? I don't know how they do it in South Africa, bro. On Sunday evening, Musk addressed a room filled to the point that a good number of people were standing in the back. The crowd estimated to be about 2,000. In wide-ranging comments, he slammed Democrats and touched on immigration, artificial intelligence, voting, and more. And of course, as every good suck-up does when you're mm-hmm. in Wisconsin, you wear the cheese head, baby.
Well, of course. You know,
endear yourself to the locals. We have some sound of Mr. Musk.
Yeah, we got a little bit of
this. We got a little bit.
It's just a little flavor.
Well, I mean, come on, man. This is very important, Jess. When the richest man says the entire destiny of humanity rests on tomorrow's vote, well, we should all pay attention because he's the richest man in the world, which means
he's the smartest, right?
Right.
There we go. Uh-huh.
There we go.
Uh-huh.
Let's hear what else our brilliant billionaire overlord had to say.
You know, normally an election for a judge would not be that big of a deal. It just so happens that in this case, it could decide the future of the House of Representatives. It could decide then the future of America and the future of the world.
And those four dealerships I want in the state of Wisconsin.
Oh, right.
Oh, that's right. I'm just saying. And he might have a case. He's won other ones, but, come on, man.
Of course, it's a big thing. He's heavily invested in this. Now, it might be pocket change for him, but this is still over $20 million that he is now invested in BS.
Invested. And when you put an investment out there, usually
you hope to get a return.
The implication is a return. Right. Either a dividend or a growth of the asset.
Correct.
Whereby grows by 10%, so therefore you'd have a $22 million investment. Mm-hmm. Or dividends that get paid out over time. And, you know, maybe it doesn't impact necessarily your asset valuation. Just saying. Brad Schimmel, on the other hand, we know, what do they call him? Knee pad Brad.
Right. That's where he's putting his investments.
Brad Schimmel. And the ads, again, knee pad Brad. I just kept hearing over and over again yesterday, knee pad Brad.
I mean, he kept
Brad.
Going out saying that he needed to keep buying more knee pads from
Menards. 855-752-4842. We see you there, callers. Be patient. We want to give you ample time for your thoughts and concerns and observations. So please stick around through the break. We'll get to all of them. But one of the recipients of Elon Musk's $1 million checks was the chairman of the Wisconsin College Republicans, sparking some suspicion on social media that the giveaway was fixed. No!
You must be joking.
Nicholas Jacobs, a student at the University of Wisconsin River Falls, is listed as the chairman of Wisconsin's College Republicans chapter. He has made his account private on X, the social media platform that Musk owns. This guy apparently won the $1 million, man. The $1 million, Wisconsin College Republicans chapter. Now, if Elon wants to give his money away to the Wisconsin Republican College Republican chapter, that's fine. But don't pretend like this is some sort of, random exercise. You know what I mean? Come on. Just cut the checks. Just say, hey, thanks for voting for BS. Well, thank you for listening to the DS Show. That's Tom Salvi's show. And vote for Susan Crawford. And come back with us. We'll take your calls, 855-752-4842.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. It's a phone line, it's a text line, and it's a party line. And thank you to our texters. Tom from Jackson says, hey, will there be a break into spring word today? Why, yes, Tom. Thank you for the reminding me.
Someone got distracted.
I was a little distracted. My monitor wasn't. I got this. Yes, of course. We have this final week, this week, our break into spring text to win contest. This hour's keyword is rain. All it did was rain yesterday. It was
that
very,
is true.
Very, a lot of rain. Musk coming to town, making it rain.
Mm-hmm.
Spreading that money around. Rain.
Speaking of which, the prize this hour
is
$100 cash.
Oh, man, we're going to make it rain.
Make it rain.
If you text in the word rain, we will make it rain for you. So download the Civic Media app. find your favorite local radio station. Use the text button at the bottom of your screen and send the keyword RAIN.
R-A-I-N.
Oh, yes. Thank you for that. RAIN. It's going to rain on your parade if you're voting for BS. So here we go. See what he did. RAIN, RAIN, RAIN. Text the word RAIN, and you will be entered in to win $100 cash in our Civic Media Break into Spring statewide contest. This will go on until 5 o'clock Central today. So play along, and good luck to us all. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Again, the story that when Musk came to town, and again, Josh Call, Wisconsin's attorney general, was unsuccessful in his efforts to get this stopped because apparently they didn't do things right.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Wisconsin Supreme Court unanimously rejected it. So dudes out there, Elon Musk out there, spending that money around. And as mentioned, one of those recipients, Nicholas Jacobs, a student at the University of Wisconsin River Hills, he won $1 million, and he's the chairman of Wisconsin's College Republicans. He's the chairman of the college, Wisconsin College Republicans chapter.
Surely now, that's random.
I mean, well, come on, right? I don't buy it, but whatever. I don't know. I don't know the rules. I don't know what sure, you know. Usually when you do a contest, there's a bunch of, you know, here's how it all works.
Rules are Musk decides.
Right. And usually the guy, like the last 30 seconds of the commercial, speak really fast, blah, 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 you know, that kind of thing.
Right.
I don't know how all that worked or if it even matters or what the case is. If there is any illegality, I'm certain our attorney general will do his damnedest to find out. But I'm just saying, man, you give a college kid $1 million, everyone's busted down his door for beer money, man.
Oh,
forget it, man. He apparently made his ex account private. You know he's buying. He better be buying.
He better be.
But he's Republican.
He's Republican, probably not.
He's probably hoarding.
I mean, you can't have any of those handouts.
Yeah, I'm sure he's going to donate it all. 855-752-4842. Let's get with it. Cindy from Appleton, you are up. Happy Monday, Cindy. Welcome. What do you got?
Well, Dom, I hate to rain on your parade, but we are not going to be without campaigning. It's not going to end because the moron in charge, the convicted felon, the convicted rapist announced yesterday that he was going to be running for a third term.
Yeah.
So now we're going to be bombarded with third term ads from the moron incompetent in charge.
Cindy,
don't get too excited here.
Even if that were to be the case, it'd be at least a couple of years out. And before then, we'll have another Wisconsin. We got like 6 years in a row Wisconsin Supreme Court races. Is that right?
Yeah, we have a Supreme Court race until 2030.
But we get a little reprieve. Cindy, on that note, I mean, I kind of go back and forth on this. Number one, I think it's total asinine. And everyone even suggesting such a thing is just simply trying to troll us. But you know, these are the same cats that will push the limit on everything. My only upside would be is I can't wait for Barack Obama to run against him.
Mm.
Any other thoughts, Cindy?
Not heard that one yet.
Yeah.
I haven't heard that one yet. So.
Well, I'm just saying, if it's open for three terms, Barack, we're calling you, brother. Thank you, Cindy. Appreciate it. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. We'll perhaps get to some of that reporting of the tease of the Donald on the third term. Matt from Madison, you are next. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Dom. Real quick, one, I voted like the first person in my municipality on the first day of early voting, and I voted for Crawford.
Nice.
Yeah.
But also, I kind of have a problem with with Call trying to shut that down before it happened. I'm not big on, that's almost like, I don't know, like pre-crime, right? If it's truly illegal, which it definitely feels like it is, however, I'm not sure anymore with all the holes that have been shot into election law from the previous governor.
Yeah.
But it feels illegal. So just charge the crime.
Well, I hear what you're saying, but how about this, though?
Hand out the money anyway.
Well, and I totally get that. And if the money's now been handed out, so if there is a crime, to your point, Matt, certainly Josh Call should be able to go out and prosecute that. My other point would be, though, however, you know, attempted murder, attempted robbery, those things, the crime hasn't been committed yet. It was a conspiracy to commit the crime, right? So you're not going to wait for the murder to happen before you're charged with the murder, right? You're going to charge them ahead of time if you know it's coming, right?
Right. And those could be conspiracy charges or things like that. I don't think that case would have been very strong. It's literally just they're going to self-deal money, as it appears they probably did, right? So
yeah.
Just let them commit the crime and make it even easier.
And do you think now that the money has been exchanged, Matt, especially to one college Republican, do you think that is an actual crime? Do you think this is somehow influencing electioneering on our elections?
Well, I think if giving out water and ice cream is, I don't know how $1 million isn't. How could it not be?
I think the water and ice cream, the water anyway, was eventually overturned, Matt. Thanks for the call, man. It's just so slimy and dirty to me, man. And I appreciate the perspectives, and I get, you know, you want people to motivate people to get out and vote, but really you start paying people to get out and vote, and specifically presumably for the one you want them to vote for. Was any money given away to folks that were not going to vote for Brad Schimmel? The tell was the deleted tweet that Musk put out there saying it's for your vote. So, I mean, if Attorney General Call can, you know, get his typewriter working properly, maybe we can see if there's going to be any crimes prosecuted here. It certainly seems dirty. I don't think billionaires or millionaires, anybody should be coming in and paying people for their vote. And that's essentially what I think this thing turns out to be. If that's all it is, man, if we're just going to have billionaires coming and buying people's elections, and folks, we don't have a democracy. Come back with us, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Play in the break into spring. Text to win statewide contest. This hour's keyword is RAIN, RAIN. Download this Civic Media Radio app. Find your favorite radio station. Use the text button at the bottom of the screen to send the keyword RAIN for your chance to win this contest today. And today's prize is cash, $100, make it rain.
Yeah.
A bunch of singles, just throw it all at people. Make it rain.
I don't know if you can choose the denominations of cash when you get it, but you should be able to.
I want pennies. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Some of the texters, and we appreciate everybody playing along, sending in the rain. Gary from Madison says, Jesse, I like the way you and Dom get along.
Aww.
I like the way you get along.
Too.
Yeah, you're all right, Jess.
Oh, thanks, Dom. You're okay.
Right. You're okay. What else we got here? The Chuckster from Racine. I'm surprised Kneepad Brad wasn't standing outside Musk's Green Bay Town Hall giveaway, handing out medallions. Vote for me. I'll be kissing ass every day. Chuckster, I love it. K-A-E-D. When the guy, when Brad Schimmel was Attorney General, State of Wisconsin, he spent $10,000 or more on medallion coins. This little giveaway, because he would, and he put on the K-A-E-D, meaning kicking ass every day. Apparently, this is one of his favorite sayings. He puts it on his email signatures and so forth. But I think Chuckster from Racine is onto something. Given the way that, you know, Musk has been throwing money at BS, it should be a coin saying kissing ass every day. Chuckster, you win that one. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Just a little bit more on this, and just, a general overview of the Wisconsin Supreme Court race. It's nationwide. I mean, this place, it's everywhere. It's international. The Guardian did a write-up on this as well. Wisconsin Supreme Court race, a litmus test for Elon Musk's political power. The Hill also reporting, Musk's influence faces first big test in Wisconsin. And if the fate of the world, I'm just saying, if the fate of the world rests on this Wisconsin Supreme Court race, If it rests on us, if it's all in Wisconsin, I don't know, man. Did you ever see the map of like the drunkest counties in the country? It's all in Wisconsin. Like every county is the drunkest county in the country. They're all in Wisconsin. There might be a couple in Texas as well. I don't know if we can handle that kind of pressure. I hope we can. I hope we can. Hope you folks out there reject Elon Musk's influence. And the fact, and I think the Dem Party and those that are they're campaigning for Crawford and against BS are on to something, as is evidenced by the reporting on this. This is about Musk and money and politics. This has very little to do with Brad Schimmel. It really does. This is all about rejecting the billionaire direct influence. I mean, he's coming to our state. He's paying the college Republican $1 million. I mean, good if it's, I mean, if you want to cash that check, good for you. You want to write it, want to cash it, knock yourself. Don't be buying votes. But that's, of course, what they're doing. I have a problem with all that. But if you want to sit up there and make it rain, which is Civic Media's breakout spring word today. If you want to make it rain, Elon Musk, knock yourself out. But don't expect us to fall for it. I mean, I hope people take the money and run. But I don't want to be known as a state that would bend a knee to a guy like Elon Musk just because he's got money. So what? Good luck, man. You can't take it with you. You can't even take it to Mars, dude. So what are you going to do with it? You're going to spread it around here, trying to say that, what, if this election goes, if Susan Crawford gets elected, somehow, somewhere, it's going to be the end of what? Civilization as we know it, the decline of Western civilization? You, sir, and your money is the problem here. Not how Susan Crawford will vote on a Supreme Court case before her. This is absolutely a referendum on you, sir. It is absolutely a referendum on the Trump administration and their efforts. And this is absolutely, don't kid yourself, a referendum on whether we want money in politics. If you thought it was obscene before, the guy's out there giving money away to voters right now. Last night, $1 million twice, plus the $100 to sign the thing. Is that what we're doing now? Is that how it is? Is that democracy? Is that representation? Is that governed by the people for the people? Sounds like a billionaire buying stuff. 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC. I remember I was in Mexico, God, a long time ago. And it was, and I happened to see a television show where they were interviewing Michael Jackson. And Michael Jackson went to a store and bought like just a crap ton of art. And he walked in the joint like, I want that. I'd like to buy that. I want to buy that. But just bought a bunch of stuff. Just point. Want it. Send it to the house. I mean, that, and I was thinking, I was like, man, dude, do you really want that? Are you just saying, I mean, I don't quite understand that mindset, right? When you got so much money, it's just a different world. It's an entirely different thing. And while I get it, and if you want to be a hoarder and keep all that money and do your thing, okay. But we as a people, we can determine to tax you or not, tax you more. We can change whether or not you can write this off or write that off. These are all tax laws that are influenced by Congress making laws and determining how and when and where and what will be taxed and to what degree. We do that. Us people, we do that. Same thing with our elections. We do that. We can determine whether or not we want this kind of money in our elections. As of right now, these things are fine. This is totally fine. This is how they want it done. They want to come out and buy your election. I don't like that. And if you are all about we the people, if you're all about your rights, I don't think you want billionaires buying elections. Not on the right, not on the left. So let this be a referendum on that. Let this election tomorrow here in the state of Wisconsin be a referendum on whether you not want people like Elon Musk rolling into town, putting on his cheese head, faking to be someone like us, and paying off everybody. I don't think that's okay. I think that's I don't think that is healthy for our democracy. And I think we should reject that. And in doing so, what do we do to reject it? We reject Brad Schimmel. Because Brad Schimmel is a holdover from Scott Walker. We already rejected all of this. We're going to have to reject it again and again and again and again. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. We never reject you folks. Ollie from the Northwoods, you're up. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Well, I just want to say I was listening to the Brewers game, and I was appalled by the fact that Trump was on there spewing nothing but lies about Brad Schimmel, how he's all for freedom. He's all for the people in blue, and he's going to be our savior, and nothing could be further from the truth. And I, as one of Wisconsinites, will not let my vote be bought. Our state, our country, our world is worth more than a few million dollars from somebody who thinks he can buy us.
Yeah, absolutely, Ali. Thank you so much. I absolutely appreciate it. You're right. And that should be that. Now, I hope that. And I hope that is the attitude of most people. And it's hard. You know, you see that money dangled in front of you.
$100.
$1 million.
$1 million.
I mean, I get, but you're right. There are things more valuable than that. And there is no amount of money that I would want to accept to reject a government of we the people, by the people, for the people, to reject that our inalienable rights of life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. There's no amount of money to make me accept that. I don't want that. I think most people don't want that. Now, I know people will cash the checks. I get that.
Oh, yeah.
It's the world we live in. Why would you say no? Hell, you could take it and donate it, right?
I mean, sure.
There's lots of things you could do. You could take it because you could do better, more good with it than Elon Musk could. Or
sure, but you could also take the one ring and you would only use it for good.
the ring of power.
Yes.
you're throwing out a Lord of the Rings reference here. Some things that were lost should not have been lost. Right? Don't take the ring of power.
Don't do it.
It seems like a great idea. Only one hit. First one's free. I mean, right? It's like a drug. It
right.
is absolutely. It's like a drug.
Yeah.
First one's free. And then
then he's got your line.
He's got you.
He's got you.
Got a line on you, babe.
Mm-hmm.
855-752-4842. So the world is watching, and Elon Musk, the world's richest man who, you know, blessed us with his presence yesterday in Green Bay, told us, man, it's all on the line.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's on the line.
Destiny of humanity.
But if it is, I sure don't want that guy winning.
Hell no.
855-752-4842. I think that's pretty much all we got on the election. So, folks, if you haven't yet, and I don't think you can, early vote now. It's all over.
No, early voting is now over.
Now over. You got to show up tomorrow. Show up tomorrow. I'm going to vote tomorrow. Probably,
me too.
You're going to vote in the morning or after?
In the morning.
In the morning?
Yeah.
I'll see what happens.
Vote in the morning, man. get it done.
I like to sleep in sometimes. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. So The Hill, The Guardian, I mean, this is all over the New York Times. I mean, this is national news. There's also other news real quick I want to get to as well before we move on to some of the other national topics. Wisconsin Examiner reporting federal cut of $12 billion in health funds will cost Wisconsin $210 million, according to Governor Evers. $210 million. The money involved is Wisconsin's share of $12 billion to combat infectious disease and other serious health problems that the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services has summarily cut off, according to NBC News and New York Times. Now, in Wisconsin, the funds were used for suicide prevention. Ah, we don't need that. Substance abuse prevention. No, no problem there. We have no substance abuse problems in this state whatsoever. Alcohol at all. No, none of that. Don't need that. Serious health problems that what else we got? Substance abuse, suicide prevention, public health departments. Well, I guess we're fine there. Programs and laboratories, including EMS services, and the Wisconsin Immunization Registry, the office of Governor Evers, said on Friday. The governor's office discussed the health funds cutback along with other programs targeted for reductions and considered vulnerable under the Trump administration, including education funding, farm programs, and in the Department of Veterans Affairs. On Thursday, as mentioned last week, the Trump administration said it will cut 10,000 employees from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. Evers said this in a statement on Friday. Reckless cuts by President Trump and Elon Musk to help pay for tax cuts for millionaires and billionaires are causing devastating consequences for Wisconsin kids, families, and communities and services they depend on every day. You know, services like substance abuse prevention, public health departments, suicide prevention, programs and laboratories, EMS services, you know, those kinds of things. With threats and to Medicaid and Medicare, cuts to researching cures for Alzheimer's disease and cancer, efforts to undermine food and drug safety, and continued attacks on the Affordable Care Act, the Trump administration is jeopardizing health and access to health care in Wisconsin and across our country. Yeah. State Rep. Greta Neubauer, an Assembly Minority Leader, said on Friday that cuts will be devastating for Wisconsinites who rely on these essential programs. Again, President Trump and Elon Musk are selling out Wisconsin families and communities, threatening our health and safety just to pay for unnecessary tax cuts for their billionaire friends. I mean, yep. I mean, yep. It's a recurring theme here. And who's going to be affected by that?
Us.
Us. All of us. All of us. Red, blue, independent, libertarians, communists. Anybody who was reliant upon the system. $210 million in federal funds. Gone. I guess we got a rainy day fund, huh? You know, and Dems, Republicans are going to be affected by that. I don't think it's just not going to. And anyway, I continue to hear and see reports of, oh, I didn't think the Panther would bite off my face. Well, what did you think was going to happen? Here we go. And at the end of the day, are any of these things legit? Are they legal? Because once again, Congress is the one that allocates the funding for these programs, not the president. So there's continued court cases on that. We'll get, perhaps review some of those later as well. We'll get to some more of your calls and your texts coming up next. 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC. Come back with us.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Last segment of the day to play the Break Into Spring Text to Win Statewide Contest. Today's keyword is rain, making it rain up in here. The Kansas City Royals were raining runs down upon the Brewers today, 11-1, shellacking. You're supposed to go again on Saturday, right?
I know.
They'll warm
it up. We're still going.
They're warming up by then.
Oh, man. Yeah.
The beer will always be cold
that
at Miller
is true.
Park. Download the Civic Media app. Find your favorite radio station. Use the text button at the bottom of the screen and send the keyword rain for your chance to win $100 cash.
Yeah.
Today, making it rain. Rain, rain, rain. RAIN. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Lots to get to, but let's get to some of our patient callers. Cornell from Merrill, you are up. Welcome. What do you got for us? Oh, 1 second. There we go. Sorry about that.
The word. Yeah, I've been doing calls for Judge Susan Crawford, and I met her on Wednesday. She's just an outstanding person, and there was a great crowd there, and I just want to say that woman that called that Trump had an ad on baseball. Well, how in the heck he could have an ad on baseball station when he's erasing black baseball history? He's erasing black World War II history. This is horrible. And I hope the minorities will get out there and vote because Trump, he's just a racist, and he's not, when you go into court, he's not going to rule for the little guy. You know, I just hope that people get out and vote. And I have so much to say, but I'll let you go and just get out the vote. And we got to get Susan Crawford in there. And thanks for the show.
All right, man. Thank you, Cornell. Appreciate it. Yes, get out and vote. Vote for Susan Crawford.
Take your siblings. Take your cousins. Yeah. Take your neighbors.
What do they say? Get the voting plan. Make it happen. Because this is Wisconsin, right, Cornell? I mean, this is Wisconsin. It is always about turnout here. It's always close. One way or the other, it's always close. So it comes down to turnout. So make sure you can get everybody, not your, just yourself, get people you can out there to vote. And to your point, yeah, man, you know, we the people, when it was first written, didn't really mean all the people. You know what I'm saying? We the white landowning men. you know, so I'm down with like actually we all of the people, everybody. Yeah. We the people, all of us, every single one of us, inalienable rights, man. And this applies to, at least in this country, even if you're a migrant, even if you're here on a green card, your inalienable rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, your right to speak out. You still have freedom of speech in this country. Period. Full stop. Whether or not you're a citizen or not. So, there's a distinction here, right? Between the parties. There is. Mm-hmm. I'm down with we the people. That includes trans and black people and women. You kidding me? Yes, yeah. We the people. Every single one of us breathing, living, eating, drinking, sleeping, whatever, man. We all got that. And if you're there doing any of those things, you have those rights. And you got to fight for them because apparently other folks would like to take those away or buy them. I mean, I'm not going to say I took your rights away. I bought them. Does that make it any better?
Sure. It cements the transactional nature of it.
Some things you can't actually give away or take away when it comes down to it. But only if you defend it. And we have an election tomorrow. It's going to, in many people's opinions, matter a whole lot. I'm one of them. I don't know if it's going to change the world, but it certainly would be nice to push back on all the nonsense that we are coming out of this administration, all the things that we have lowered the bar on to put up with, like, just, you know, get the richest man in the world, put a cheese head on him and have him hand out money to college Republicans and say, I'm concerned about America. Are you freaking kidding me?
Let this be a referendum on so many things. And for all the people who are calling in and texting in, and I've gotten a couple of them already today who are saying, you know, you've talked a lot about Musk, but what about Soros? I want to say this again, and I've said it in a couple shows before. Elon Musk has contributed over a full quarter, over 25% of the money in this campaign, over $20 million. Let this be a referendum to say absolutely not. Unacceptable.
Yeah. How much is too much? $20 million. That's too much.
Elections for Supreme Court 5 years ago cost less than that total. Cost about $10 million total. Absolutely unacceptable.
What about Soros? 855-752-4842. How about we get rid of all of it? Have 90-day elections.
Yeah, publicly funded.
Publicly financed, and we'll just leave it at that. How's that? We like that? I like that idea. Mark from the SAC, you'll have the last word this hour. Welcome, sir. What do you got for us?
I forgot to mention that Soros is Jewish. That's part of the problem there for them.
Yep.
For these guys. I just hate to say that, but that's part of it. And I wonder for these, the little Republic got his $1 million check. I wonder how much he's got to shell out in taxes on that. And gift taxes, because that's taxable income.
Oh,
right,
yeah,
there,
man. Oh, yeah.
Maybe howling about that.
Well, it's still free money, Mark. You know what I mean? And for broke-ass college kids, you give them that kind of money, I mean, who knows? He could overdose it, drink himself to death in a week. You never know that kind of money. I mean, just think what you could do with all the partying. Man, you're in college. Never give a college kid that much money. I'm just saying. Folks, come back with us, 855-752-4842. One of the texters says, yeah, what about that constitutional amendment? Thank you. Good point. No. Vote no. Vote no?
Vote no.
855-752-4842. Coming back, did you know Pete Hegseth? You know, the Secretary of Defense? He brings his wife to meetings. He brings his wife to the meetings. We'll talk about that next. Come back with us.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.